Because you are used to deep stuff. And because... Well, John 5, 17 was the beginning, yes. The Father's work. But I started that on Wednesday. And I touched on it. I touched on it. The Father's work. Jesus didn't make a single move without the Holy Spirit, yeah? The 5 minutes. So it's all, it's about how to be led. It's how to be led. And at the moment, you are not being led properly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to point number three. The first one is the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit as well, teacher. Yeah. He's the one that teaches us all things. Yeah, I got to point three. And what's the second one? He's the one that reminds us. He's the reminder. He reminds us of stuff. He reminds us of spiritual things. So if you are, if you can't remember things, ask the Holy Spirit to remind you. Amen. And then he's our guide. He's our guide. And, you know, the Holy Spirit is very, very practical. He's the most practical person you can ever know. Amen? And he doesn't just deal with the big stuff. He deals with big, little, insignificant things as well. For instance, if you lose your keys, you can ask the Holy Spirit to help you find it. Yeah.
If you don't know what to wear.
Yeah, if you don't, he's there. He's our helper. And his help is not limited to just spiritual things or big stuff. I remember not long ago, Pastor Pamela changed her glasses. Brand new glasses. Wore it about a couple of times. About 3 days, she just lost it. She went to Tesco near where we live and was walking back home. And the string, what happened to the string? And it just fell off. Brand new glasses. So she came back, couldn't find it. Went twice to go and look for it. Still couldn't find it. Asked the, you know, went to Tesco to ask them, have you found any? Nothing. So he came and said it to me. I said, no, okay. He said, let me go and try. And I went on a walk with the Holy Spirit. So, went first round, nothing. But as I was coming back, I even got distracted. I think Chloe texted me or something like that. I got distracted, but so I checked the phone all of a sudden, very from the inside here. I just looked down. And the glasses was hiding behind the curve. Yes, underneath the curve like that. Only the Lord could have shown me. Only the Lord. I said, wow, this is amazing. So I picked it up and I knelt down. On the street, you know, I knelt by on a side road, I knelt down and give God praise and thanks. I got up quick before anybody called it. Before they called the yellow van. Hallelujah. So it's that's the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. There are times that he's led me to find so many incredible things. When I was in Ghana, I went somewhere, we lost something, and I found it. My brother said, you don't need glasses. And that's part of our training. If you don't learn to listen to him in those small, insignificant things, how are you going to hear that says the Lord? So you need to, you know, allow him to lead you in the little things. You need something, just ask him. Develop the friendship of the Holy Spirit. He's our guide. He's our helper. And he will do it. He will do it. Hallelujah. He will do it. Then the fourth one is he's a revelator. He's the revelator. He's the one that reveals the word to us. He's the author of the word, so he's the only one that can reveal the deep things in the word of God to us. The word of God is not a human book. It's written by a human, but it's not a human book. It's God's book, God's word. So we can only understand it by revelation. And the one that wrote it, he used 40 different authors, but he is behind it. How many books? 66 books. But it's one book. Only God can make 66 books into one, because it doesn't contradict each other. And most of the writers wrote in centuries, so many centuries before the other prophets lived. So they lived in different time zones, and yet it's one message. And if you don't have the Holy Spirit, you say, oh, there are contradictions. No, the Holy Spirit resolves those apparent contradictions in the Bible. The Holy Spirit is behind it. That's why he's not ashamed to reveal the most heinous sins, even committed by believers. He tells it as it is. He doesn't sweep things under the carpet. So he is the revelator. You need revelation. He is the one that grants revelation knowledge to us. And finally, the fifth ministry of the Holy Spirit. So let's go through once again. He's a teacher. He is a reminder. He's the guide, he's the revelator, and he is the administrator. He's the administrator of the gifts of God. He's in charge. Jesus is Lord over the church. He's the head of the church. But in the operation of the church, the Holy Spirit is in charge. He distributes gifts. He organizes. He's in charge of service if we allow him. But he's supposed to be in charge. Nothing can happen without the Holy Spirit. So I don't know how we think we can get by without him. He's administrator. So he administers the gifts of God. So if you want gifts from God, be friends with the Holy Spirit. Amen? If you want his gifts, you have to be friends with him. Get to know him. Have a personal relationship with him. Don't treat him as, he's just a force. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to Romans chapter 8. So those are the five ministries of the Holy Spirit. Now, I was saying to you last week that the training of Jesus' disciples, and for us now believers, the training of the disciples and the church, Jesus didn't complete it. He left it to the Holy Spirit to come and complete the training of believers and the church. Because when Jesus was on this planet, he was limited in his physical body. Even though he is God, he didn't draw on his godly attributes. So he could be at one place at one time. But the Holy Spirit is a spirit, so he hasn't got physical body, so he's not limited. He can be everywhere at the same time. He's God. So his training is not limited to just Jerusalem. He is in believers everywhere around the world, and he can train everyone. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 8. So, The Holy Spirit is here to train us, to equip us, to help us to do the work of God. Because this is not the work of a man. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8. I want someone to read it for me, please. Romans 8, 14. Are you recording, brother? Okay, so...
For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God.
As many as are what? Led. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. And in the Greek, it means that as many as are regularly and continuously led. What does it mean to be a son? What about the daughters? Hallelujah. What about the daughters? That means the daughters are not led. You see, the word son there is referring to maturity. So, as many as are led become mature believers. Yeah. The reason why the word sonship is used, the reason why son is used is simply because, the reason why son is used is simply because in the ancient world or in the biblical times, sonship is the son that inherits the promises. Are you hearing me? Let's focus. In the ancient times, it's the son that inherits the promise. So the Bible is using that analogy to say that those that are mature in Christ are the ones that have been regularly led by the Spirit of God. Are you getting me? Those that are regularly led by the Spirit become sons. They become mature. They grow in the Lord because they are regularly led. They are regularly led. If you are not regularly being led, it means you are not maturing. It means you are not growing in the Lord. If you are not regularly led, you are not growing in the Lord. If you are not regularly led, you are not growing in the Lord. As many as are led become sons of God. Hallelujah. Is that in your Bible? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. As many as are regularly led. So, I don't need to come and tell you whether you are a son of God or not. I don't need to come and tell you whether you are maturing or not. You can answer the question by yourself. Are you regularly being led? If you are not, then you have some maturing to do. That means you are not depending on the Holy Spirit. When it comes to being led, sometimes for us as believers, we make it like it's the hardest thing on earth. But if God can speak to a donkey, God can speak through a donkey, there's nothing God cannot do. So the problem is not God, the problem is us. Isn't it? Because God can even speak through a donkey. So it's not a big deal. Let's look at Galatians 5. Galatians 5. Are you there with me? Galatians 5 verse 18. Because of time, I'll read it quickly. Galatians 5, 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Did you hear that? If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Because the Spirit of God will not put you in bondage under the law. And you know, the book of Galatians, this Apostle Paul said they started in the Spirit and they ended up in the law. What does it mean, the law? That means they went back to depending on themselves rather than depending on the Holy Spirit. And that's what happens to us when we stop listening to the Holy Spirit, when we stop depending on the Holy Spirit. We put ourselves in bondage and we come under the law. And then you begin to do things your own way. Instead of depending on the Holy Spirit, instead of being led by the Holy Spirit, you go back to being under the law. You go back to being in bondage. You go back to doing things in the flesh instead of doing it in the Spirit. As many as are led by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, are not under the law. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You don't put yourself in bondage. Hallelujah. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Then he goes on, he said, now the works of the flesh are evident. Then he goes on to list the works of the flesh, which I know you all know already. Hallelujah. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. You don't want to be under the law, do you? If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. If you are led by the Spirit, you are not. So it's so important. It's so important that we are led by Him. Because if you are not led by Him, you are not growing, you are not progressing. It means that you are doing things by your own imaginations, by your own thinking. You think this sounds right and you do it. No. He is the one that is meant to lead us every step of the way. Hallelujah. So whatever we do, we are supposed to depend on Him. We are supposed to depend on Him when it comes to teaching. We depend on Him to teach us. We are supposed to depend on Him when it comes to, if we are not able to remember things, we ask Him to remind us. We are supposed to depend on Him to guide us. He will lead us into all truths. And the reason why there is so much error in the church is that we are not asking Him to teach us. So we are easily led into error. Error has many voices, but truth has only one voice. So He is the revelator, and we need to ask Him to reveal the word to us. I'm just going through the five ministries of the Holy Spirit, and He is the administrator. So you want gifts, He is the one that you ask, and you befriend Him. And He will lead you to the storehouse of God. Hallelujah. He will lead you to the storehouse of God. So this morning, this afternoon, we are now in the afternoon. My exhortation to all of us, let's be friends with the Holy Spirit. He has come to take the place of Jesus. And He has come to finish the work that Jesus began. So we still need to depend on him. Jesus said, I of myself can do nothing, but what I see my Father do, that is what I do. What I see my Father say, that is what I say. My Father is working, and I am working, because what my Father does is what I do. So if Jesus totally depended on the Holy Spirit, then you and I, we also need to depend on the Holy Spirit. Isn't that very simple? If Jesus needed the Holy Spirit, we do as well. Jesus didn't make a single move without the Holy Spirit. So I want to challenge all of us to make the Holy Spirit our number one bestie, our number one friend. He's our helper. And because he's so gentle, he will never force us. But he wants us to know. He wants us to know that he is there for us. Next week, we will look at how not to resist the Holy Spirit. How not to resist the Holy Spirit. Father, once again, we want to thank you for your word. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, Father. And we ask you to help us. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, to understand the Holy Spirit. Help us to get to know the Holy Spirit. Teach us how to depend totally on your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.